Not sure this is funny. Just as I thought, he was hiding in plain sight. He probably did hide in a nativity scene somewhere last Christmas, just as I suspected. Maybe in the Vatican. Kinky. Obviously, the CIA learned from reading the Fred Effect, and Bin Laden went on living right out in the open even after reading my article. That was his downfall, underestimating the power of the Fred Effect. My genius stems from heavy drinking. The most hardcore drunks hide their booze in plain sight. The olive oil cruet is the perfect place to hide bourbon since no one uses olive oil anymore. You can't use a clear one. You have to use a ceramic one. I knew a guy once who filled his windshield washer reservoir in his car with vodka and ran the hose through the firewall and into the driving compartment. He mixed his Coke with vodka by hitting the wash button on his wiper control. I'll publish some more of my hiding places as soon as they get busted. I've got some great ones. I guess I can publish one more since I'm not teaching anymore and have no intention of ever darkening the doors of a classroom again as long as I shall live. I used to hide grain alcohol right on my desk. Actually, right next to my overhead projector. Yeah. I used permanent markers on my overhead because they have finer points than the erasables. I had a spray bottle of acetone right there next to it for cleaning the transparencies. Of course, that clear volatile liquid was not acetone. And 190 proof actually removes permanent marker. It was actually the school administration's fault. Ever since they let beverage companies install vending machines in the building, everybody was walking around with a 20-ounce soft drink. I could just top off my Kiwi Snapple with a little high octane for the afternoon, and I was fine.
You are so not funny, and so not cool.
Relax, sweetheart. I quit without being asked. But I could still help the kids factor polynomials in my head when I was bombed. The girls learned that Romeo was a dumbass and that Mercutio was the better catch. The boys remembered that George set aside his own life just to look after Lenny. They liked that part best, as I recall. You can either help a guy up or step on him. The kids also knew that I was in the bag a lot, but no one ever ratted me out. I've wondered about that so many times since. Somehow they learned that lesson without a word. There is no honor in being a snitch.